A lawyer for the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor, who is accused of raping a woman 6 years ago, has told a jury in the civil case that they must examine the evidence even if they all loathe Mr. McGregor. Nikita Hand is suing Mr. McGregor and his friend James Lawrence in the High Court, alleging she was raped by them in a Dublin hotel in December of 2018. The men deny the allegations. Let's speak to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, who was in court. Orla, the court heard today from Remy Farrell. What more did he say about Conor McGregor and about what people might think of him?
Yes, this was something he said he wanted to deal with up front. He told the eight women and four men who are on this jury that they can't decide the case based on their gut reaction or on the fact that they may not like Conor McGregor. He described him as someone who was hard to avoid, who elicited strong views, and he said some people love him, some people very much do not love him, and there's no getting away from that. He said it might be the case that some members of the jury had negative views about him before they even sat in the jury box. He said some of them, even all of them, may loathe him. And he referred to some of Mr. McGregor evidence during the action and the reaction of the jury to him. He said that the lawyers had heard the intake of breath from the jury when Mr. McGregor referred to two lovely ladies in his evidence, or when he had described Nikita Hand as somewhat bombastic, or when he'd used certain hand gestures when he was talking about provocative pictures. And Mr. Farrell also told them they may also be unimpressed with a man who leaves the family home on a Saturday night, goes into town and ends up drinking with women in the penthouses of hotels. But he said he wasn't there to ask them to like him or to invite him to Sunday lunch. He said he was asking them to look at the evidence and to interrogate their own views. And he said they should give this case the same consideration they would give to other cases, to work their way methodically through the evidence and to examine it.
What did he say about the consequences of this case?
Well, he said they should not be concerned with the consequences of their decision. They have to answer the question, did Conor McGregor assault Nikita Hand? And they were not concerned with the broader questions. He said if they find for Mr. McGregor, it would be devastating for Nikita Hand. If they find for Ms. Hand, it would be devastating for Mr. McGregor. In any case like this, he said, there's a winner and a loser, and they can't approach the case on the basis of who they would like to win or who they do not want to see lose. Now, he said the entirety of Nikita Hand's case was, it was all very simple. She was raped and had the bruise to prove it, and everything else was a distraction. But he urged them to look at specific issues and to ask themselves if it was probable or not probable that those issues didn't happen. He asked them to look for what lawyers called islands of fact, that's pieces of evidence that do not lie, and to work out the rest of the evidence when they're looking at those islands of fact. He went through some of this evidence from Mr. McGregor's point of view. This included what Ms. Hand told a friend afterwards, what she told her boyfriend immediately afterwards, lies Mr. Farrell said she had told. He asked the jury to consider the evidence of Danielle Keeley, Ms. Hand's friend, who was with them on the night in question, on the day in question. He said Nikita Hand seemed to have understood from an early stage that Ms. Keeley would not back her up, and he said there was some kind of attempt by lawyers for Nikita Hand to suggest that Ms. Healy had been nobbled, he said, or paid off, that there was some kind of conspiracy. But he asked them to look at her evidence where she confirmed that Ms. Hand had shown no signs of distress, and he said Nikita Hand had been happy, but as soon as she knew she had to go home and face the music, that was when the allegations began. And he asked the jury to look at what she remembered and didn't remember.
Orla, thanks indeed. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.